seen this weekend. Also, we've got, I'm still getting to that Dead Man Winter new stuff from Dave Simonette and that group. Also going to be hearing from some of the bands playing this weekend. Jillian Ray has a new single out. Got some new jazz from the Twin Cities. And right now we're going to hear from our album of the week made by Tucker Zimmerman called Dance of Love and his band on this album and the group that helped produce it, as well as lead singer Adrian Linker singing it throughout, is Big Thief. So it fits in nicely with Center Stage Minnesota. Zimmerman's a cult figure who first released music in the late 60s. People like Waxahachie, David Bowie, all fans of his music, but very much under the radar. Now he's back with this new album. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Here is The Idiot's Maze.
from the idiot's maze.
This is The Setlist on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are taking a look at Friday, October 18th and Saturday, October 19th with shows in Grand Rapids, Hibbing, and Aiken. Ardent Bicycles in Grand Rapids is celebrating the grand opening of their new location with multiple musicians this Friday beginning at 4 p.m. Country blues singer-songwriter Chris Holm headlines. Formerly a member of groups like Four on the Floor, The Fattened Frogs, and Holman Tans, also on the lineup are two local Grand Rapids rock bands, The Consequences and Modern Day Wasteland, this Friday, beginning at 4 p.m. The lead singer of Hibbing band Average Mammals, Ryan Molnar, is back with a new group called Beauty Mountain Road. They recently released a catchy new single, Same Old Same, and are playing their debut show this Friday night at 8 p.m. at Mike's Pub in Hibbing. Also performing our 90s grunge rock band, Died in Bleach. On to Saturday, experimental post-rock band Paragraphs will be at Sampa Guida in Aiken at 2 p.m. They are an instrumental trio inspired by groups like Mogwai and Explosions in the Sky. Paragraphs showcase long atmospheric passages with thundering crescendos and accompany their live show with collage-like videos. That's Paragraphs, this Saturday, 2 p.m. in Aiken. Then at 7 Saturday night, harpist and songwriter Nikki Lemire will be at Unwind Up North in Grand Rapids. The former Foxglove singer released her debut solo album Live at Lakewood earlier this year, featuring her personal lyrics, folk music melodies, and skills on the harp. If you have information on live music you'd like us to know about, email comments at kaxe.org. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and we'll post the latest edition every Wednesday at kaxe.org. Same old same. It's Beauty Mountain Road, a new group from Hibbing, Minnesota. You heard on the set list just before that. They're playing tonight at Mike's Pub in Hibbing. And I wanted to play one of those new ones. Good to see some more new music coming out of Hibbing. Ryan Molnar, formerly in the group The Average Mammals, had, I believe, a couple good albums there. Petrichor, maybe in the late 20 Teens. We also heard from Grandma's Boyfriend, and we had Tucker Zimmerman with Big Thief. That's our album of the week. Let us know what you thought of that one. Text 218-326-1234. And that song was called The Idiot's Maids. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be hearing a new single from Jillian Ray. This is Center Stage Minnesota on KAXC. I'm your host, Malachi Coons, and support for KAXC is provided in part by Empty Bowls, fighting local hunger and building a stronger community with the Grand Rapids and Deer River Community Cafe. The event takes place Thursday, October 24th at Timberlake Lodge from 11 to 2 and 4 to 7. Tickets include soup and a locally made ceramic bowl. More info on Facebook at Itasca Empty Bowls Project. Tune in this weekend for Stay Human, stories from friends and neighbors. And this week, it's about encounters with strangers. Teresa Alto tells about her lifelong pen pal. Susan Hawkinson will celebrate the kindness of strangers. And Gus Schecker meets a stranger in a lucid dream. Words and music every week on Stay Human. It is Saturdays, 9 a.m. in the morning, Sunday afternoons at 5. Also next week is our Fall Member Drive, Come Home to KAXE. We've got a lot going on, but listen all week, of course, to do your part and support this radio station through membership. Also, to have a chance to enter and win tickets to concerts like Trampled by Turtles, Nathaniel Rateliff, and even some more ones that you will find out more about next week. So tune in for that. Lots going on around here. I've got some warm days ahead this weekend. Feeling a little bit like summer's clinging on into October here, but looking forward to hearing from our members in our fall drive, as that's why we get to do what we do and why we do it the way we do. So always a special time with the member drive coming up. Elsewhere, there is more music this weekend. Find the Jason Waldron Band doing some classic country at Rapids Brewing Co. tomorrow. They're playing at 6 o'clock. And we've got Teddy Arunsky tomorrow. He is at Chase on the Lake in Walker. That's at 7. In Cass Lake, you can find Catching Clarity performing Saturday night at 8 p.m. And then one for you Sunday, Saverio Mancieri will be at Sampa Guida in Aiken. Donations of gently used winter wear will be accepted at United Methodist Church in Grand Rapids for this year's Open Door Coat Rack tomorrow from 9 to 1. And then the distribution will be October 23rd and 24th from 9 to 6 on a first-come, first-served basis. Watermark Art Center, they are presenting Spooked, a Story Slam with Your True Scary Tales next Wednesday, October 23rd at Keg and Cork in Bemidji. Music will start at 6, then stories at 7. You can pre-register by calling the Watermark. Well, Jillian Ray has announced she will be releasing a new album sometime next year. Still completing it, but the first single from it is out today. Jillian Ray done a few solo albums. You may also know her from the wonderful Corpse Reviver days as well. Her new song right now on Center Stage Minnesota is called Silence.
I hear cries every day and every night. I feel the hurt all around me. I always thought that human beings were born with empathy. And I just can't understand how someone can turn it off like a switch. You're so hungry for power, even though you have all of it. When I work for an hour and break all my bones for your profit margin, what I clock in for the day, you take in a minute. Please tell me how hard you work to deserve it. Please tell me how it makes sense. None of it makes any sense. All that matters is dollars and cents. Really does a number. Are heightened beyond my are why you're never a threat, merely for existing. When your skin is not the right shade, you run the risk of dying from filling the blame. So many blanks, and it pains me, and I cannot comprehend. I cannot comprehend, 'cause none of it makes any sense. No, really doesn't number all my senses. Your silence. We'll be right back.
Listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Dilly Dally Alley on Center Stage Minnesota, This Just In. It's one of a handful of singles they've released so far. I believe their next album, their second, is coming out early in 2025. It's going to take some time to get used to that when that rolls around. King Perry before that, Better the Devil. There it goes. They have a new album out, and that's a group that Cameron Kinghorn is in. He was also in Black Market Brass, Snooky Jones, and now they are on Stone's Throw Records. If you're not familiar, Flying Lotus runs that. So definitely getting out there. Better the Devil, the name of that song. And Jillian Ray's powerful new single, Silence. No release date yet for the album that will accompany sometime next year. Looking forward to the latest from her. This is our Minnesota Music Show every Friday at 2 and 10 p.m. on KAXE. It's called Center Stage Minnesota. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Thanks for joining us this Friday afternoon. And keep it right here on KAXC. We've got some wonderful music on the way this evening. Deborah Ann is hosting On the River from right here in Grand Rapids. She will be on from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock with a wonderful mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music. And then next up, we have Jerry Bredeman in tomorrow at 10 a.m. hosting Back Porch Harmony. That's from 10 to noon. On the way, let's see, still got that Dead Man Winter coming up just a moment. Some Emmy Woods. Teague Alexi has a new album out with Woodblind. Those two kind of been very, very friendly, played together a lot over the years, but now a full project together. And something from L.A. Buckner, who is a rising jazz drummer down in the Twin Cities. Some more events that are taking place around the area. Embark on the All Hallows Haunted Trail a week from today at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids is recommended for ages 13 and up. Please bring a non-perishable food item or cash for the Second Harvest Food Bank. Also next week is the next Loonbird Cafe. It's on Wednesday, October 23rd, now in a new location at Turtle River Chop House. The Loonbird Cafe occurs seasonally and features four local songwriters. Reservations can be made by calling the Turtle River Chop House. And on Thursday, the 24th, there is a Take Back the Night event at Central Lakes College in Brainerd. They will have a panel there on Partner Violence. That's at 6 p.m., followed by a Luminary Design, a Campus Walk, and a Bonfire at 7 o'clock. Let's go now to the Always Now EP, which is, Always Here, Always Now. The first part, the Trampled by Turtles versions of the songs. The second half, or the B-side, if you have yourself a record, is the Dead Man Winter version of these songs written by Dave Simonette. We're going to hear Dead Man Winter and Forever.
Diplomacy is something grand. You may sing a different song. There's no tit for tat. There's no time for that. We should have some fun. Then the right has won. This is a lesson. Must do everything you can, building up the spirit in yourself to help your fellow man. There's no tit for tat. There's no room for that. Time for good measure.
Cornbread Harris with Lesson from that new anthology album released alongside an autobiography of him. I got to chat with Cornbread and the author of that book, Andrea Swenson. You can find that conversation at KAXC.org, clicking on Center Stage Minnesota. Also, Emmy Woods there, Takes One to Know, and Dead Man Winter with Forever. This is Center Stage Minnesota on KAXE. We receive support from Fire in the Village, a collective of artists and cultural organizers using art, music, and fashion to build community, presenting a collection of live concert events featuring David Huckfeldt and Annie Humphrey in Grand Rapids, Bemidji, Brainerd, and Aiken this November. Showtimes and locations are available at fireinthevillage.org. And from Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Silver Lake in Virginia, a community-owned grocery store with an in-house deli offering natural, organic, and local foods. Our wellness department offers a variety of supplements and natural body care products. Learn about career opportunities at Natural Harvest Food Co-op and on Indeed. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it is All Things Considered. Then As It Happens at 6, then On the River with Deborah Ann tonight at 7. We also receive support from the Grand Rapids State Bank, proudly serving the Grand Rapids area for 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Right now, here's something from Keep for Cheap and their second album, Big Grass, that's out now. The song's called Yours, Mine.
I claw.
just released today. That is the title track from L.A. Buckner and Big Homie's new album, Northside. That jazz collective around the band leader and drummer himself, L.A. Buckner, down in the Twin Cities. Looking forward to that one. That's her second album. And we had Teague Alexian Woodbine, live version of The Working Man's Song. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We're telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. This has been Center Stage Minnesota, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.